96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is that time of year again for your children. Standardized testing time. They may be feeling the pressure. But what happens when a little extra pressure becomes a lot of stress? What effect can it have on your child's health? Well, we're talking about that tonight with our experts in the field. Dr. Laurel Bradley is a pediatrician at Howard University Hospital, and Sandra Navarra is a national board-certified school counselor. Children and stress, we're talking about it tonight. Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Dr. Bradley, thank you so much for joining me. Ms. Navarra, good to have you on the program again.
Thank you for having us.
Let me start with you, Ms. Navarra. If your child doesn't tell you they are stressed, how do you know?
Well, I think parents know their children best, and often you can either tell by their expression or they're not talking as much. Maybe they're not eating as well or sleeping as well. They're having crying spells. A lot of those symptoms, of course, all children have it, but when they become exaggerated or a little bit more than normal, that's when you have to kind of look into it.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Bradley, physiologically, do children present with other kinds of issues regarding stress? If you have a child who comes to your office with a parent, is there something that you see that immediately tells you the child is stressed, even if the child isn't there for that issue?
Absolutely. You have to consider just the psycho-emotional aspects of the child and the dynamics that are going on in their family as well as their school. Sometimes it might be a stomach ache or a headache or school avoidance. And those are things that help us to understand that there may be something that's going on with the child that may be stress related. A lot of times it's manifested in the gut, the stomach, as well as within the brain. It also can be fast heart rates and heartbeats or chest pain. So they're physiological and somatic, what we call symptoms, that are actually linked to the stress and anxiety and that whole aspect that happens where stress affects physiological things that the body does.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about children and stress, all kinds of stress, and not just testing time stress, but stress in general. How do you recognize it, and how do you know how to handle it? Let me go to the phone lines. Dr. Corder calling from D.C. What's on your mind?
Hi. This is an excellent topic. One of the things that I see in my practice as a pediatrician, I see sometimes just behaviors such as, a tic, a type of nervous habit. And, when they're really stressed, if there's a test coming up, and the expectations that parents, guardians, and even teachers put on that child, and they may not express it as Dr. Bradley said, and hi, Dr. Bradley.
Hi.
But they will in their behavior. Be it a subtle change, as the other guest said, or even something overt. They just may give up. They may throw in the towel. They may say, everything is fine. And then for that particular child, they can begin to become withdrawn. And not only the somatic symptoms, but even psychological, and their behavior can take a change from that child who is very meticulous in what they do, all of a sudden becomes reckless and do things that is not their, it's not them themselves. So they can boil over and become a tragedy, and it can be, a suicide or severe depression. So
that's the thing, Dr. Corder. I want to bring Ms. Navarra back in on, and thank you so much for sharing, and we'd like to have you back on the program as well. So looking forward to that at some point. Ms. Navarra, from a counseling standpoint, based on what, for example, Dr. Corder just shared, what is the first step for you? Because I want to talk about what you can do for parents and what you can tell them, but I would imagine you may be that first line of defense against stress, child stress.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes a child will come in, and yes, you're right. Sometimes you see a big drop in grades, maybe a withdrawal from friends, and like the doctor said, some school avoidance. I often tell parents that whatever time of day is the time that their child normally speaks with them, and that may be before bedtime, it may be in the car, use that as your vehicle for reaching that child. This, that may be a normal time of day for you to speak to them and see. And sometimes, you know, you may not even have to say much, just to be a listener. So I always advise parents, is, you know, a lot of times as parents, and we all are guilty of doing this, we tend to jump in and want to say, oh, what are you saying? That can't be true. And you know you're being unreasonable. Of course you're great in school. Instead of trying to make it better, just take some time to kind of listen. And that's what I do when kids come in to see me, is, you know, try to hear what they're actually saying and what the emotion is behind it before you automatically jump in and try to solve it for them.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with what Ms. Navarre is talking about, particularly trying to make as much normal as possible and getting your kids to open up. Children have different temperaments. And as Dr. Corder said, when you see kind of a big difference in their behavior and temperament, that's a warning sign. There should be some carved out time of the day, as Ms. Navarre actually said, where you have that intimate moment with your child, where you know your child, you're kind of close to them, and you can actually draw out from them what's going on. And sometimes it may have to be during some other activity, folding laundry, cooking dinner, something that they are engaged in physically that kind of helps them open up a little bit more, not that direct approach, because they may not be open to actually speaking to you directly, especially when you ask those head-on questions.
202-3... Hold on, Ms. Navarre. Let me... Ms. Navarre, just one moment. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Children in stress. If you are a parent who believes that their child or children are feeling stressed, not just perhaps from testing during this time of the year, but anything, if there's something that is giving you pause, give us a call. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are about your children. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. As always, we are taking phone calls beyond 7:30. Please continue, Ms. Navarre.
Oh, yeah. And what I was reiterating on the point that the doctor made is that sometimes it's good to not give all even direct eye contact. A lot of parents get mad. You're not looking at me. You're playing that silly game. Sometimes they need that sort of crutch, you know, and not to actually stare right at you. And it's okay if they're staring down at their game for a little while they talk to you. That may take a little bit of the pain out of telling you right out of it, out of speaking to you directly. And it might get him to open up more if he doesn't have to, you know, kind of stare directly in your eyes as if he's being judged or she's being judged. So I agree with her entirely. Sometimes folding the laundry or cooking, they feel a little more relaxed and able to reveal what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Bradley, is some stress healthy?
Well, you know, the whole thing about stress is that there is a response that you have, and we're wired for to be able to manage stress. Certainly, there are stressors that can be a motivator, that can, rather than pressure, that can actually draw out talent in children rather than putting them down for something they're not able to do. We have that flight or fright response that's actually built into our systems that let us know, hey, it's danger, or, you know, we can rest and relax and we can just kind of be okay. So there's absolutely reasons for that. Again, children with different temperaments, those that are quote-unquote type A, they actually may respond pretty well to some stressful situations, but as a parent, you want to make sure that they're not stressing themselves out too much. And this can manifest itself in a lot of ways. They can do teeth grinding. They can all of a sudden have kind of weird vision, headaches again, types of sweating that happens, or they may even come home and they're like, oh, Mom, I got a B, and they're normally an A student. Mm-hmm. And they just have learned how to just put too much pressure on themselves. And so helping them adjust is very important.
Let me go back to the phone lines quickly. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tony, calling from Columbia. I may need you to hold on if I have to go to a break, Tony, but quickly, what's on your mind?
Well, I've got a grandson. Their parents are going through a divorce, and him and his father are not talking, and he's getting ready to go to college back tomorrow.
Wow.
Trying to figure out how to help him through this.
How old is he?
19.
And does he have siblings?
Yeah, he has a daughter that's, a sister that's 12, and a little brother that's 10.
I see. Tony, hold on, because I want to make sure that you get the benefit of our experts in their entirety of explaining, you know, their thoughts about this. So I need to take a break in just a few seconds, but I want you to please hang on so that you can hear their comments. Also, Tyra, calling from D.C., please do not hang up the phone. You will also be able to hear the program. Give me a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to take as many calls as we can about this very critical health issue as it relates to children. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More about children and stress in just a moment. Stay with us.